100.7 WHUD, one great song after another with Bryan Adams, of course, and the summer of 69. Well, fans of Fox's Prodigal Son are anxious to see tonight's season finale for season one. They're also anxious to learn if there'll be a season two. And they're not alone. Series star Tom Payne doesn't know whether there will be a second season.
We don't have our season two pickup yet, but I'm very hopeful and confident that we'll get it because we finished in such a big way. And we have a great, exciting, entertaining finale tonight. And the whole show is so bonkers. it's madness all the time. It's very funny and scary and shocking. And I think all of that plays out in the finale tonight. So I'm excited for people to see it. And yeah, if you want a season two, then I hear Twitter and social media are a good way to get the word out nowadays.
Yeah, right. So we got to get on board and get season two confirmed, right?
Absolutely.
Now, in the show, you don't have a British accent, right?
Nope, I'm all American in the show.
So people are surprised to hear you talking with a British accent. You Brits are really good at just doing an American accent. It's amazing.
Well, we grow up with it, you know. Most of the stuff that I watched when I was growing up was American movies and American TV shows. And I've never actually, I've played Brits in England, but I've been in America now coming up 10 years, and I've never played a Brit in America, which was a big thing for me also because I knew that if I did, then people would be like, people would know that I was British. Whereas now, people are always surprised, which is a nice little thing to have.
Now, people knew you as Jesus on The Walking Dead. Did you get killed off because you had this deal to do Prodigal Son on Fox?
No, I was killed off before. I'd done 3 years on that show, and that was kind of enough for me, and I was ready to move on. And the showrunners knew that, and they were like, yeah, sure, okay, so we'll kill you. and then I was fully prepared to take some time off at that point. And then the opportunity came along for Prodigal Son, and it was too good to turn down. So I jumped straight in to another TV show, and not just another TV show, but another TV show as the lead, which was a ton more work than The Walking Dead, but very satisfying to be at work every day and work for such an amazing cast. It's been amazing. It was a whirlwind 8 months, but we got there.
We're talking with the lead actor on Prodigal Son. Tell everybody the premise of the show, Tom.
So the show follows my character, Malcolm Bright, who is a serial killer profiler, and he's very good at what he does. And the main reason why he's very good at what he does is because his father was a prolific serial killer who was arrested when my character was 10 years old. And so Malcolm, my character, remembers this wonderful father. He never knew anything about any of the serial killing. He remembers this guy as his great dad. And then his father became this monster to everyone, to the world, and to Malcolm. And so Malcolm went to the FBI and became a criminal profiler and to try and get to the bottom of why people do these things and what maybe triggers them and to get to the bottom of his father, really. And then at the beginning of the show, he reconnects with his dad, and he's always caught between, wow, this is this monster in front of me, but I still want a hug from my dad. So there's a lot of complicated emotions going on whenever myself and Michael Sheen, who plays my father, have seen. But it makes for a great dynamic. And then outside of that, there's my family, there's my mother and my sister, and my surrogate family at the NYPD, with Lou Diamond Phillips being my surrogate father there. And there's a lot of interesting emotional dynamics going on.
All right, so you're in a bit of limbo as the season finale is tonight. What do you do in the meantime when you don't know if there's going to be a pickup for season two?
Well, in this time, I'm very close to the house and with a garden in Los Angeles. And I have a lot of trees that need trimming. And I'm going to be getting up in those and with my climbing equipment and taking care of it.
So you have a green thumb?
You know, I'm learning. I planted a tomato plant, which is doing really well. We have some fruit trees. but the getting up into the canopy of trees is a new thing. So I'm taking my time. I've got the equipment, learning the knot, and we'll see how it goes.
So he planted one tomato plant, and he seems very proud about that.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's like a great guy.
Trim the trees while he's waiting to find out if Prodigal Son was picked up for another season.
Absolutely. You might as well do something constructive. It's beyond his realm. You know, he can't just determine himself that it's going to be back. And he thinks it's got a good chance, though. So we'll wait to hear from Fox. Prodigal Son on tonight. Look for Tom Payne.
Follow me.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook.